Yeah.
I am looking forward to the weekend, but you know what I'm looking even more forward to? Right here at KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. We will be back with you on Monday on Veterans Day, and we are going to celebrate the heck out of our veterans. Hey, the talk lines are open today on this fabulous Friday at 884-9910. Also on 92.3 FM, KSVL in Smith Valley and Mason Valley. We're taking over Northern Nevada with your live and local FM talk, whatever you want to talk about today. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. That is my email. And I love when you email me things. I had a whole bunch of stuff to go right off and talk about this morning, but somebody got me straight to Facebook, and I love this. Not everybody is happy with Facebook. I get that. They have their algorithms. They have a tendency to move people around. They say they don't, but I'm sure that there are people that work there that have highly left and liberal values, and they do whatever they want. But I like Facebook. I like being connected, even though the jerks who run it are jerks. I like it. It's annoying that they are such gazillionaires now that, you know, they're even starting their own TV stuff and their own, you know, shows and things like that, but whatever. But I like being connected. And so you can go on and you can start all of these private groups. I started WCSD Rants and Raves. So if you want to say something good or you want to say something bad about the Washoe County School District, if you want to point out what they're doing, you know, by the way, they're looking for applicants for their SHARE advisory board. They're especially looking for a religious leader. So please, people, go on to the Washoe County School District, wherever you need to go, and sign up for that. Of course, you have to fill out an application, so I'm sure that you'll be vetted very well to find somebody that, you know, meets their criteria. But I like to join these groups. So I started Washoe County WCSD Rants and Raves. You have to be specific when you're looking for these things. And there is a Northern Nevada Rants and Raves. There is a Rant and Rave FFN. There is a, let's see, Douglas County Rants and Raves. There's Nevadans Against Gun Control. I'm in a lot of groups. Concerned Voters of Northern Nevada. Some of them are private, some of them are public. But I just got word in my email that someone is starting up a new one. So I went on and I checked it. There's only 8 people on there right now. So it is just starting. But I wanted to support this. Because if you look at the news as we head into Veterans Day, we lose on average 25 veterans and active duty soldiers daily to suicide. I don't know where they're getting their numbers. I'll admit that. It might be high, it might be low. But this is what I'm reading from them. Suicide is just, I have mixed feelings on that. Suicide, if you are a healthy person who just needs help, I believe suicide is wrong. I know a lot of you disagree with me. I've had hospice nurses call. If you are in pain and cannot be helped and are terminal, it should be your choice. Talk to your family. I don't want to put this burden on you, but to just languish and let other people take care of you, it's between you, your God, and your family. Nobody else should have a say in that. But for those people who are in pain, who are in mental pain, who can't stop the sounds of what they've heard, who can't stop the visions of what they've seen, who can't stop the feelings of, you know, I took a human life in active duty. Some people can't get over that. You need people to talk to. So what I'm looking at here is a select group of veterans in active duty. I asked to join the group. They're probably going to say no, but I at least want to help support them. It's a private group on Facebook, and it's called High Anxiety Days. High Anxiety Days. And the group is specifically for veterans and active duty members of the armed forces. All of them. Only you and other veterans know what you've experienced. People like me, who are family members, who are close to people, who are close to people in the military, active duty, will never know the experience. We can hear the stories. We can sympathize. But we will never know what you are going through. So please, look into it. Facebook, all you do, if you have a Facebook account, go up into search and type in High Anxiety Days. Because sometimes the difference, and this is for everybody. This isn't just for veterans. This is for everybody. Sometimes there are those days that you just need to talk to somebody. That's going to be the difference between a good day and a really, really, really bad day. I knew a woman who I thought had it all. She had children, adult children that loved her. She was smart. She was good at what she did. She had people that loved her. In my opinion, she was in the prime of her life because, you know, I don't know exactly how old she was, but she was, if anything, only in her late 50s, early 60s. She looked phenomenal. She looked like she was in her 40s. Age shouldn't have anything to do with it. But she put a gun in her mouth and ended it. I was never so shocked in my life. If there is anything you need to talk about, find someone. And don't think that it's just you. There are people all over this city, all over this county, all over this state, all over this country and world who know what you're going through. We are in a weird time right now. There is a lot of anger. There is a lot of suspicion. You don't know who you can trust. Let's use those feel-good terms. The vibes out there are just messed up. The energy is messed up. Talk to someone you can trust. Sit down. Cry if you have to. And guys, I'm telling that to you too. Because I've seen the biggest, toughest biker dudes who look like it could snap you in half rather than smile at you. I've seen people like that cry too. You just have to get that poison out of your system. You have to get that energy away from you. Take it away from you. Let it go. There are suicide hotlines. There are friends if they found out that you were even thinking of something like that, who would drop everything for you. And you know what? There are strangers, people who have no idea who you are, that love you more than anything, who want to help you. So even though there's only 8 members in this group right now, if you are active duty or a veteran, please log on to it. And if anything, just support it and become a member. Because you might not need somebody right now, but somebody might need you. So reservists, men, women, we have a huge military community here. I'd really like to see those numbers change. Log on to Facebook, High Anxiety Days, and help solve this issue. And thank you to the gentleman that sent me this, because I would proudly support this for you. We're going to talk more about what's coming up on Monday for Veterans Day, so you can be prepared for it. You don't want to just wait until the day of and figure out that all of these places want to give you something extra because of your service and say thank you. I say thank you. I can every day. As soon as I do my thank yous for the day, let's just put it that way. It's the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk show. What do you want to talk about today? Even if you want to talk about your service and what people don't understand about being a veteran, 884-9910, it's 92.3 FM KSVL in Smith and Mason Valley, and KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Some of the time we agree. It is a given. It is a given here at the Monica Jay Show on KKFT 99.1 FM Talk that we will not agree about everything. Republicans don't agree about everything. Liberals, the left, they don't agree about everything. You know, some people actually have a line at how far they want socialism to go. So you do have your extremes. I mean, when you have AOC calling out Nancy Pelosi as a racist, either AOC doesn't know how to play the game, or she's just as far left and liberal as you can go. And, you know, which one is she backing? Is she backing Bernie? I know the group has split off, and some of the group is the squad, as they are known, is supporting Warren, and the others are supporting Bernie. But either way, you've got to be kidding me. That's why the Democrat, you know, hashtag walk away movement was so big and so strong. Because there are a whole lot of Democrats that, you know, we still have the JFK Democrats out there who were just trying to hold on. And now we've got the AOC Democrats. That just, yeah. I don't see how we've gotten them so far in this time, but it happens. It happens when you don't have that eternal vigilance. Our forefathers, our founding fathers, rolling over in their graves right now. I came across something the other day that now that Virginia has turned all Democrat all the time, they have total control. They are going to start. This is from the governor, you know, that governor who went through the blackface scandal and all that good stuff and was still elected, no problem. They are going to start confiscating guns in Virginia. So there you have it. You know how bad our education system is? Did you know that Mahatma Gandhi, people of our age, remember Mahatma Gandhi, the peaceful man, the loving man. He believed in the Second Amendment. You know who else believed in the Second Amendment? Martin Luther King. He encouraged people of color to own firearms, to protect themselves. When you have people like that, that support the Second Amendment, and you see what's going on today, they just want you unarmed. There's a higher purpose for them. It's just about control. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910. Check in with our callers today. Our first one is Mike. Hi, Mike. What would you like to talk about today?
Good morning. I was just calling in. This is Mike Holcomb from Carson Valley Meats.
Oh, hi, Mike. Yeah.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great today.
Just, you know, was on your show last Friday. Great, great show. Thank you for inviting us on. We just want to get the word out again that tomorrow, Saturday, November 9th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., we're going to have an open forum for Carson Valley Meats at the proposed site, which is 876 Centerville Lane in Gardnerville, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. People are welcome to come on out. And, you know, we've got a lot of facts that we want to present to everybody. There's a lot of false propaganda out there. And so we just want to clear the air and show everybody what a fantastic project that we're trying to put together for the Douglas community and all surrounding communities. And
I'm glad you actually worded it that way, an open forum, because I've been saying open house, and that sounds kind of one-sided, because I heard from one side that they were going to have protests out there, and I'm like, why would you protest when they're having an open discussion like this? Why would you protest outside when you can go inside and have a discussion? So I would encourage people to do that. Now, Mike, have you seen the picture of the property? And remind me again, what was the name of the farm?
It's Carson Valley Meats, and it's at the old Stork Dairy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Stork Dairy. Stork, that's it. Yeah, the old Stork Dairy. So have you seen the picture of that flooded?
We have. We have seen that. And we've actually started with our engineers putting everything together to show this how we're going to take care of things if that is the possibility of something happening in a flood. We've actually just gotten some new information from FEMA, I guess it would be, as far as, you know, they're going to be changing the floodplain in that area, and they're kind of revamping it and showing some areas that were in the floodplain are now going to be out of it, and vice versa. Some areas that were not in it are going to be in it now. And so We've done a lot of work with our engineer to address these situations, and he will be there tomorrow to answer all questions that we can hopefully answer for folks. And it's just going to be a it is it's open. You know, we know that we're not going to change the minds of everybody out there. I mean, some people are just adamant that no matter how good of a project it could be, they're gonna vote no for it, and we accept that. You know, we're not trying to get everybody. We would love to, but we're just hoping to get the truth out there, you know, for folks to see that and to hear it from us. And, you know, maybe showing it to them on site would really help that out. You know, a lot of questions, we've got it on our website. People still just don't believe us. And so we're hoping maybe doing it face-to-face, we can show them the facts, and hopefully we can sway some people that have been opposing this to push them the other way and see that this is really a good project.
Well, and even if they don't, I mean, because like you said, you can't change everybody's minds. There'll always be disagreements, but at least maybe you can make them or help them, if the project does pass, feel safer about it.
You know,
because
when
it comes to water, that's a big deal.
It is. It's a huge deal, you know, and I went down the road from where I live, and I live definitely not as close to some people to this project, but I am a very very close neighbor of it, and you know, I have the utmost respect for the Carson Valley, and would never want to do anything to degrade it, you know, devastate it, and so on. But anyways, I went down the road and talked to some good friends the other day to see if, you know, where they were at on this, and they said they were you know, on the fence, and they've got people on both sides. They know myself, and then some opposers that are on the other side. They're very good friends with, and so. You know,
Mike,
I said,
can you hold on? Can you hold on for just a minute? I got to take a Fox News break here, but I want to get just another thought out from you. So hang on. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local talk for all of Northern Nevada. FM talk, because that's the way it should be done. It's 99.1 FM talk. Here's Fox.
Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now. Monica Jay on KKFT.
Whoops! The computers are taking over. KKFT 99.1 FM talk and 92.3 FM in Urington and Smith Valley on KSVL. Loving having everybody here today. And going back to the phones at 884-9910 on the Monica Jay Show and checking in with Mike Holcomb with Carson Valley Meats, that is going to be having a decision by the Douglas County Commission at their next meeting. They just had the meeting last night, so their next meeting will be a week from yesterday. And this Saturday, tomorrow, they're going to be having an open forum at the location. So Mike joins me. Now, Mike, what is your title again with the, you're going to be the manager, or?
Yes, I will be managing this, running Carson Valley Meats. And I was a previous manager at Wolfpack Meats at the university for 10 years. And I've got enough experience, I feel, to take this task on and give the community what it's really screaming out for, you know, just another opportunity for folks to take their animals that they have raised to, you know, make that full circle, you know, the farm to fork. That's such a huge thing anymore. So many people want to know where their vegetables, fruit, meat are coming from, and to get that story, you know,
that's a big deal.
It is. It's huge, and you know, I mean, it keeps growing every year, and to find places to get your product processed and harvested under USDA, there's not that many places around, and in the state of Nevada, right now there is three plants, that's it, and two of those plants can do USDA harvest and processing. One of them only does USDA harvest, and so to give this one more opportunity for folks to come, you know, and there's been such backlash on this because Karen is from California, and you know, I think you said it at one point, you know, you came from California. There's so many of us that came from California to Nevada, but we respect what Nevada has, and we're not trying to bring something in that's going to be a detriment to the county or the community. And, you know, a lot of folks have said, well, why doesn't she just stay in California? Why doesn't she just do her project over there? She must have got kicked out over there. That's why she's coming over here. And I tell folks, you know what? I told Karen, we started talking about this about a year ago, and I said, you know what? If you want to do something, I said, let's go to Nevada. I said, because Nevada is going to be a much easier state to get into to do a project like this than California. And I was 100% wrong in saying that, with the backlash that we have gotten from these just wackos. I mean, these people that are coming up with...
Mike, don't, you know, no wacko stuff, but just passionate people about, especially when there's water, you know, concerns. So we want to encourage everybody to come to the open forum that's tomorrow from 10 to 2. Where is it actually located for people? And please, if you don't live in Douglas County, this isn't your issue. This is for Douglas County residents. You know, I'm sure that there are a lot of people up here that want to get involved in it, and they're going to come. And, you know, this is for Douglas County. Mike, where is the location that the Old Stork Dairy is?
876 Centerville Lane, Gardnerville, Nevada.
Again?
And so that's on the...
Gardnerville?
876 Centerville Lane, Gardnerville, Nevada. And that's it's on the corner of 88 and Centerville. And so that gives people a lot easier way of finding it. Just if they were to say 88 Centerville with the roundabout, that's it's right there on the corner. I just don't feel it's going to be very hard to miss. I think there's going to be just a tremendous amount of people coming out tomorrow. You know, the thing's on Facebook, and I believe we've already got 155 people that have signed up to come, and I think that number is going to just multiply. And I think there's going to be a lot of people.
And I hope it does.
Oh, I do too.
I hope you get.
You know, I mean, I'm anticipating maybe 500 people. You know, who knows what we're in for? And you know, I think it's
the commissioners The commissioners should be there. The neighbors should be there. The ranchers. I mean, everybody needs to get together and talk about the facts. So, Mike, I got to let you go, but please let me know on Monday how the open forum went. And I think that's wonderful that shows how passionate you and Karen are about this project, that you're inviting everybody. You know, up here in Reno, we're trying to get open debates with the commissioners and the city and the school district, and nobody will talk in public. So for you guys to be doing this.
I got one last little thing I just wanted to add to that real quick, just so everybody knows up front that they will have to sign a waiver before they can come on to the property, because we are not the current owners. It's in escrow, if you want to say. We have not closed escrow, so people will have to sign a waiver before they can come on the property. But anybody and everybody is welcome to come out, but they will have to sign that.
Oh, that that's expected. Go on to somebody else's property. You don't need any lawsuits, that's for sure.
No,
all right,
no,
Mike, thank you so much for joining us again. And that's perfect. Yeah, definitely let me know how it goes on Monday. KKFT, it's 99.1 FM Talk at 884-9910. And I love him. He has been waiting so patiently, literally for 20 minutes to be on the air. Dave, thanks for calling in and hanging with us.
Hi, Monica. No, that was great. I'm just listening to the information that's being shared. And I'm not signed up, but I most likely will be there out there on 88 and Centerville.
Yeah, everybody's got a different opinion, so why hold back from sharing?
I don't operate on emotions. I operate on facts, and I got some questions for him, which I probably already know the answers. But if I ask the question, it's going to be more for him to answer for everybody else if it's not asked. So, but the reason why I called in, we had our wonderful commissioners meeting last night, yesterday, started
yep,
at 1.
For the park project, for the 2,500 uh-huh. homes. How
right.
did that go?
Well, it went like three of the commissioners had their mind made up. They didn't care what anybody said, and they were going to vote the way they wanted to. I think it's two of them are up for re-election. I think they just committed political suicide. There was the room.
Do you want to say who they were?
Sure, I can tell you who they are. It's Rice, Walsh.
Rice and Walsh? Dave, did we lose you?
Pardon? Dave and John.
Oh, it sounded like Dave and John. Okay, it sounded like we lost you there for a minute.
No, Dave and John are dead set against us. Well, there was the room itself was packed. And then they went outside and on the hallway, they had a TV out there. And the hallway was, all the seats out there were full. And I don't know how many spoke, but one backed one of the commissioners, Walt, but I don't think he really said anything as far as backing what was being done. Everybody in that place that spoke, and even more sitting and didn't speak, is dead set against this. They have over 1,000 signatures against it. On a petition, and they just totally
Dave,
ignored.
Dave, offhand, do you know how many people are in the area?
That are in the area. You mean at the meeting or just in the area?
In the area.
Well, it's the whole valley here, and I understand there's probably the majority of the county here, population is the valley, which we're talking about. And they are, I'm going to speculate probably 30 to 35,000 there in this valley, people.
Okay. So that's a good size. That's a good chunk of people.
Yeah, we're over countywide. I've heard two numbers. One was 47,000 something. The other one was 49,000. Something. Either way, we're definitely on the new census. We're going to find out we'll be well over 50,000. So at that meeting, they even had before, they had a guy, with a doctorate, and he was, they called him doctor, and he laid out and they talked about the water and throughout, and given the study of the water and everything. It wasn't pertaining to park. It was separate. So listening to that, over in that area where those homes were at, going to be built in park property, they have a high nitrate readings. Nitrates is definitely over in that area more than any place else. You put 2,500, mm-hmm. they say it's 2,500 now, before it was 26, but 2,500 homes in there. Well, here, the Muller Parkway, the Muller Parkway is going to be, they want the county to pay for it. They're not paying anything. We're giving up the land for it. Well, yeah, you're going to have to do that anyway if you develop. But the Muller Parkway, county wants to pay for it. It's over $12 million, they calculate right now, 12.4 or something, to build Muller Parkway. Two lane, and no trucks will be able to run on it. And the, after everything, see, there's so much, so many things that they won't answer. They just won't even talk about it. One of them is that as far as the control on the homes in there and stuff, they're transferring all of those from a piece of property that they own up in Topaz Lake area. They're transferring all of those down here so they could add all those buildings, give them permission per se by the county by transferring those. So mm-hmm. I don't understand where the rights of the commissioners are to allow them to transfer over to this other piece of property. But the commissioners to have this real bad attitude. Three of them have an attitude is we're going to do what we want. I mean, we'll listen to you, but it doesn't mean anything to them. But for instance, Walsh, he backing this project, and there was more than one stood up and spoke to those three and said, listen, I was even instrumental in helping getting.
Oh, would Dave cut out again?
You're not doing it.
Okay. Yeah, Dave. Dave, you're actually cutting out. So could you hang up and call back, because we're losing part of the conversation there. But I'm going to take a quick break while you call back. KKFT, right. It's the Monica J Show, 99.1 FM Talk. You know, this is pretty much the way every county is run here in Northern Nevada. Elections are coming right around the corner. You need to flat out ask whoever you are voting for, what's the deal? Are you for growth? Are you against growth? Are you for infrastructure? And who's going to be paying for all this stuff? Is it going to be the taxpayer or is it going to be the developer? Because taxpayers keep getting the shaft. It's the Monica J Show. We'll be back right after this. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Indeed, it's the Monica J Show at 884-9910. Dave on the line giving us a recap of the commissioners' meeting last night and the vote on 2,500 new homes in Douglas County. And Dave, just as we wrap up the conversation here, where does it go from here now? I mean, is the project just approved now?
Yeah, they approved it last night, to my understanding, but they're going to have another meeting, I think it's December 3rd, which doesn't mean anything. The vote's not going to change, but I guess they're going to talk about it again. But the problem is, I'm extremely disappointed that two of those three commissioners are definitely going against what they promised they would do, and that was to operate for the people and listen to the people. I just don't understand it. Power goes to their head or something. I don't know what it is. Or, somebody getting their palm greased. And there was so much information that was given that this should have been stopped. It was ridiculous by people in the audience. And I guess the only thing to do is, like I said, political suicide. And they're both great guys. Two guys are running against that are running for re-election. And we're just going to have to do our job to remove them. If you want to, and we've had this in the past and got rid of them. We had it in the last election. The chairman thought he was irreplaceable. He couldn't lose, and he did. So they got to know.
Well, I mean, when you
think about
when you put 2,500 homes on 1,000 acres, that's congestion. Is the infrastructure there? Who's going to pay for all that? And like I said, as we ended the last segment, Dave, the taxpayers get the shaft, And so it's the taxpayers' decision to get those commissioners out of there so this doesn't happen again.
Well, this is the second meeting I've been to that I've asked specific questions and still haven't gotten any answers. I said, y'all telling about all these good things about this park development, but I'm going to ask you a question, the same question that I asked before. Whose taxes are going to pay for the infrastructure, another school, at least one school out there, and the water being piped out there because they got to go on, you know, the city water, per se. Additional sheriff's department, and the list goes on, that's going to change. Who is paying for that? And he won't answer it. But the fact is, it's all on the taxpayers of this county. The taxpayers of this county are the ones that elected you, and you're basically going to tax them for your stupidity. And
well, I don't know if it's so much
a
stupidity or for his benefit. You know, who knows what they're getting out of anything. So, Dave, I appreciate the call and the update, and it just shows how the development in Washoe County, the development in Douglas County, it's not smart development. And
no, and that's what they wanted to call it.
It's
smart,
just crazy.
Smart growth, and it's stupid growth.
Yeah. Yeah. Smart growth is infrastructure first. Dave, thank you so much for the call. Your calls always welcome at 884-9910. It's the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk show. What do you want to talk about today? I got some more stuff coming up on KKFT.